All righty. So we're ready to go. And then, so I'll start us off with it. We'll keep it as the agenda. I'll start us off with the invocation. So let's pray. Dear Lord, we just thank you for all the many blessings you've given us. Thank you for a great Easter and dying on the cross to take away our sins. We just thank you and give you all the praise and glory for that. Be with us tonight as we go about the town's business. Give us guidance and courage to do the business of the town, and just be with President Trump as he leads us through this crisis, and hopefully we get out of it soon. So in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Alex said he's going to have a flag for the pledge, so I don't know if that happened or not.
I do.
Oh, you got one?
Yes, sir. If I can bring it up here. My apologies.
That's all right.
New system here. Well, it doesn't want to come up right now.
All righty. Well, we'll just, I have one on my wall here, but I won't point to it. So.
I have it now, sir, if you're ready.
There we go. All right. I'll start us off by Pledge Allegiance to the flag.
To the flag.
United States of America
and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible,
justice
for all.
Okay. Well, that was interesting. All right. So we have no public comments, Aaron.
No, the only person who is here other for, as public is Shauna, and I believe that's Ms. Shauna Steele. Mm-hmm. So, Ms. Steele, unless you want to give public comment, we would have no public comment.
And how would she tell you she does?
I do not have her on mute at this time. Oh, so, okay. Ms. Shauna, would you like to give public comment today?
I'll take that as a no. All righty. Next up is the consent agenda. We have the minutes from the following meetings, February 10th, February 22nd, and February 24th. Does anybody have any additions or discuss anything in those minutes?
All right. Mayor, I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
All right. Motion by Ms. Paxton, seconded by Mr. Scholl. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, next we'll do a roll call, but I think that's unanimous. All right.
Yeah, there's probably no nay.
Yeah. All right. Next up is reports from me. A little bit of information. The USS Gerald Ford pulled into port yesterday in Norfolk after being out in the sea for a few months. And they had 2,500 people on there, and not a single one of them had coronavirus. So you heard a lot about the Roosevelt where the sailor died. But, with the proper screening, that's what happened. So that's what they had, the proper screening. So thought that'd be an interesting tidbit. So let's see. So what next up is a report from council members. And so I see Stephen Ayers is first in the line there. So, Stephen, you got anything for us?
Only thing I have is just to heap praise on all of the staff and everybody on the council. I mean, obviously, this has not been normal times, and people have really been pushed outside their normal day-to-day job. And as far as I can tell, people have been just knocking it out of the park. So just appreciate all the extra hours and extra time put in for this virus getting us to where we need to be at. I appreciate it.
Now I want to know, how do you get that background?
I put it together myself, but I actually just imported it into the kind of the virtual backgrounds.
All right, that's cool.
Well, I figured I didn't know where I'd be at in the house. So depending on where I was going to be at, I didn't want y'all seeing how junky my house is.
Yeah. All right, next up I see his line. Is that Brad? You're up.
Good evening, everyone. No report for me tonight, but I'll echo Steve's comments about the great work of staff.
All righty. David?
I just want to thank all the staff, especially all the staff doing a great job over and above, but especially to Parks and Rec for shifting gears at the last minute and taking as best they can, adapting to the Easter Bunny Parade. It was super well received in the neighborhoods. I went out and I waved at the Easter Bunny when he went by, and they waved back, and a bunch of kids down the street were excited to see him, and I know a bunch of others, positive comments were in the social media. So thanks to all the staff who participated on their day off to make lemonade out of lemons and make some kids happy and some adults. So that's all I have.
All right. Thank you, David. All right. Next up, Linda.
I have no report tonight. Thank you.
All right. Next up, see John.
John's muted.
Aaron, he's muted.
There we go. All right. Couldn't unmute myself. Just real quick, still working on the Union County 2050 vision with multiple people across Union County. We're getting ready to put out vision statements for the public to view over the next few months and vote on. So that'll be coming. I've got some stuff I can share with council, and I'll put out on my Facebook site. So.
All right. Next up is Heather.
I don't have anything. Thank you.
All right. Next up is Alec, report from a town manager. Alex.
Thank you, Mayor Dunning. Good evening, everyone. I want to echo the comments and the gratitude to the council staff and the public as well for the flexibility and patience as we make difficult decisions during the pandemic. I appreciate everyone's really do effort and understanding and patience. I'd also like to echo what Councilmember Scholl said regarding the efforts of our Parks and Rec, Public Works, and Code Enforcement staff to really turn a big lemon, which was having to cancel a spring fling and Easter egg hunt, into lemonade with the Easter Bunny drive-through. Our staff in one day on Good Friday, a holiday, drove 70 miles and visited 19 neighborhoods on the day off. And the social engagement numbers speak for themselves. It's the highest I've ever seen for the town of Stallings for anything. And typically when you see numbers jump like that, a lot of times with local governments, it's for something negative. But virtually all the responses were positive. So really want to give a shout out and express appreciation to those folks. Additionally, I wanted to share the idea of exploring starting a farmer's market within the town of Stallings. A top council priority is developing a downtown with the strategy of focusing on a core downtown area that will serve as a catalyst. And to do that, one of the things we need to do is make downtown a destination point and give people a reason to gather. And the idea, and I want to credit Councilmember Richardson for this idea, is to explore starting a farmer's market. And I wanted to run by the council and share that our staff are exploring the idea and looking at how other places do it and exploring best practices. So I'd like to see if there was any objection to continuing to explore potentially starting a farmer's market within downtown Stallings.
Well, I spoke to Alex about this already, but I'll tell you, when Alex brought it up, I spoke to about 10 of my neighbors, and all of them were very enthusiastic because, they either have to drive to Monroe or over to Providence Road. And so they were very excited to hear about it. So
in general, are you thinking like we would provide kind of infrastructure, like booths and things like that there, and then they would park at the park currently? I mean, you're thinking about over at the the grass lock, right this minute?
That's the location I've got in my mind. I would say this is that, let our staff kind of look and see what the best practices are and then go where that leads us. But in my mind, what I'm thinking is that kind of grass lot. We've struggled with what to do with that. We've talked about a parking lot, various other things. That could be an opportunity. Typically, farmers markets are on Saturday morning. So you would have town hall mostly vacant. The parking could be over there as well as in the morning for Saturday morning before the splash pad and other park activities really kicked up. So that could be a good spot right in the middle of downtown and where we want the action to be to start that. But if a best practice says, hey, we need to have it over in the, by the stage or whatever, we're certainly open to that. But that's the general concept right now.
So Alex's question was, any objection for staff spending time providing us a proposal?
I think it's a great idea, and I'm especially pleased to hear the response from people in Shanamara, because I told Alex when he mentioned it today that that may be one way to bring people from the north side of town over to this side, because historically, a lot of the people on that north side don't cross the boulevard. So I think this is a great idea. So congratulations to Brad for bringing it up.
All right. Well, Alex, any other comments?
Yeah, real quick, just two things. Second floor renovations of the old town hall. I guess we need to, in the future, come up with a way to distinguish the two town halls we've got. But for now, I'll call it the old town hall. Second floor renovations are ongoing there, and those are anticipated to take 3 months. Although the pandemic could change that timeline, but that's the general timeline right now. And also, just as a note, we're going to be talking about gateway signage for Stallings later this evening. But at the same time, as part of that same contract, we're also going to be working on construction documents for greenway signage as well. So that's all I've got. Again, thank you to everyone, and I appreciate you listening.
Did you want to give an update on the yard debris issue?
Sure, be happy to. As of right now, we're suspending yard debris. I think our goal ultimately is to ensure essential services continue and those non-essential services that can continue to continue. So right now, what we're doing is exploring a possible, while keeping people safe, so right now what we're doing is we're trying to explore the possibility of alternatives to see if yard debris pickup can continue. And in the coming days, I think we should have an answer to that question. So I appreciate everybody's feedback and dialogue and ideas that they shared with me over the past couple days. And we'll continue to work with that to try to keep services going as best we can while keeping people safe.
All right. Any questions for Alex? All right. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Melanie, you have anything for us?
I do not.
All right. Thank you. All right. Next up is the agenda approval. Any deletions, additions? All right. Can I get a motion? Motion by David.
Moves.
Seconded by Stephen, I think. There we go. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All righty. So first up is the town gateway signage. So Aaron, you're going to take back over the screen, or how does this work?
Yes, sir. I'm going to share the screen, and it's actually going to be the presentation by Lynn. So at this time, I'll share my screen and let Lynn chime in.
All right.
Good evening. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Can everybody see it?
Yes.
Yes.
Heather, can you see it?
I can't, yes.
Well, I hope you all are doing well. It's nice to see everybody. I'm here tonight to talk to you really briefly about gateway signage. And Aaron, if you want to advance the slide. I just wanted to very quickly, I know most of you on council who are here and we did the comp plan are very familiar with what gateway signage is. Basically just signage that's used to communicate that you're in an area. A lot of times it's a welcome sign. It would tell you that you're going from Matthews into Stirling. Next slide. Can you advance the slide? And the reason I'm here talking to you about this tonight is in last year's budget, funding was approved for the design of gateway signage. It was included in a contract with our park and greenway engineering specs. We had designed some signage for our greenways and for the park, and we need some engineering specs so that we could be handing those out to developers as they came to us and we're going to be installing the signage. So they're a very small part of that budget was for some design for gateway signage. So tonight what I'm doing, I'm here to just seek input from you on the designs and developers presented to us. Next slide. I also wanted to just take a minute to talk about our comprehensive land use plan. Our comp plan steering committee members, as well as several town residents through our open houses, noticed the lack of identity of our town. So we actually have a whole chapter in our comp plan that talks about this issue. And the comp plan steering committee spent some time in brainstorming and creating some ideas of how to enhance our public realm. Some of the ideas that came out of that were street trees and landscaping, street signage, as well as gateway signage. As you know, the street signage is something that we've already started to work on, and gateway signage is one of those goals. So I just wanted to point that out, and all of this can be found in our comprehensive land use plan. Specifically, I talked about that section that talks about identity. Section 3 is totally, that's what that whole section is about. And then there it even talks about how gateway signage would quickly accomplish the objective of enhancing our town's identity. There's also a map in the plan that identifies where gateway signage should be located throughout the town. This is a map that the Comp Plan Steering Committee put together. This is a snapshot of that map that shows you the locations that are located on the south side to the south of 74. So you can see there are several dots there and they're different sizes. The reason they're different sizes is because we think that there'll be different types of gateway signage needed, that not every sign will be as large, some will be smaller, and they'll have different purposes. But the reason that I'm focused on the south side of town is because there's a couple of locations where we have an opportunity to have some gateway signage constructed. Two of those locations would be at the Chestnut Roundabout, which is scheduled to begin construction this spring. We identified in the comp plan that that would be a great location for a gateway sign on the south side. And with that construction, we feel like there's an opportunity there to have that signage installed, as well as an atrium. That site, I think we actually even discussed with the developer of that project the possibility of them assisting us with the placement of some gateway signage on their property. So that project is currently under construction. So we feel like these are two locations where we could see some of the signage installed sooner than later. So just to walk you through the concepts that were submitted, this is the first one. The concept sketch is at the top. As you can see, all of these are going to incorporate the town logo as well as the colors in that logo. One thing I do want to point out that those are just concept sketches. They aren't real exciting to look at. But Eric with Destination by Design, whose company did this for us, included some precedent images there at the bottom to kind of give you an idea of what the materials could look like, what the sign would look like once you incorporate colors and materials. One thing I think is really interesting about this one is on the right, that number 183. If you look at that, it's sort of a metal casing with stone in it. So that's something that could be used for that lettering. There's just a lot of applications that we could use for the sign that would make it look very interesting. I think with these concepts that we're looking at is the shape, you know, how the lettering looks, the signage, those type of things. So this is the first option. And I'm just going to walk through each one very quickly with you, and then we can go back and discuss each one. This is the second, and it's the most simplistic of the three designs. What they did here is they mimic the shape of our gateway, or excuse me, greenway signage. You can see there in the corner, left-hand corner, that's the gateway signage that's been being designed and engineered. But again, this would be an option in terms of shape. It would be different sizes depending on the location. There's a horizontal and a vertical option. And again, there's different applications. You could do some the wood. You could do brick that match that wood, and then that sort of rustic-looking metal that would give it the cut metal for the name, which would give it some interest as well. And this is the last concept. This one is a bit more artistic. The one on the left would be a freestanding sign, and it would be, like I said, more of an artistic design. The one on the right does incorporate the leaves of the town logo in that vertical signage. Both of these, there's examples there on the bottom. On the bottom left is a sign that's in the town of Hickory, the city of Hickory, along one of their interstates. That's the freestanding element similar to what that round logo would look like. And then in the middle, you see the tall sign that has the name Tremont on it with their the leaves and things at the top, which would be somewhat similar. Again, I just wanted to point those designs at the bottom as precedent images just to kind of give you an idea of materials that could be used, how the sign may actually look once we decide what those materials would be. So one thing I did want to point out, there's three different slides with designs on it. We don't have to pick one slide over another. We can pick and choose. If you all decide you like the artistic one of the freestanding, you could always pick one of the other designs for your smaller gateway signs as well. And then what we're looking for this evening is for you all just to say that you like one of the designs. And then what we will do from there is we will go back and start applying those elements to it so that we can bring you some actual cost estimates. Mm. But the next slide, Aaron, I've got a couple more slides. This is the actual Chestnut Roundabout, and I just wanted to show you that this could be a great location maybe for something like that freestanding sign there in the middle of that roundabout. What we would have to do as we got into build design is we'd have to hire a company who could scale it, that it would fit well within that circle. But I just wanted to kind of give you an idea. I know that it was hard to do from home, but what that might look like.
And DOT, more slides. DOT will allow a sign inside the circle?
I asked Eric that question, and he said that he has worked with DOT in other locations, and it has been allowed. Right. It's just something that we would have to discuss with them. And I'm sure there'd be some parameters that we would have to follow in terms of being, it'd have to be a breakaway sign and that type of thing. This is just a close-up of that Hickory sign, just so you can kind of get a better feel for how that looks. And then, so what would our next steps be? Like I said, tonight I'm just here kind of asking for a consensus on the design concepts, if there's any of those that you feel like would work, that you would like to move forward with. Once you agreed on, there's a consensus on the design, we would come back to you and provide you with an estimate of the phase one cost, which is basically the engineering and the design build cost. Once we had those numbers for you, we would want to include those in the budget, and that would be phase one of the Gateway Signage Project.
Aaron, can you go back to the first slide? There you go. All righty. Who wants to go first?
Well, Mayor, this is Brad. Before I speak on the design, can I go back to the you don't have to go back to the last slide, but I missed the last statement from a budget perspective. What was that comment? Is this part of this year's budget discussions that we'll be considering to be fabricated and installed this year, I assume?
I think what we would be looking for is just the engineering and the design of the sign. The funding for that would be phase one. There'd be two phases, and then phase two would be the actual construction.
Okay. Thank you.
I thought she said that they budgeted for it last year. Is that what you said, Lynn?
We budgeted for the sign design for these
concepts. Oh, the design. Okay. Gotcha. Correct. Gotcha. Wow. Okay.
Well, that was $40,000, so.
Well, that $40,000 included the engineering specs for the greenway sign, as well as the sign design for the park signage. So this was a very small portion of that contract.
All righty.
Lynn, may I? Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What are you asking us to give you consensus on, the concept sketches?
Correct. Is there one of these concepts that you all, if there's a consensus on, that you would like to move forward with the design? Once we've agreed on the concept and know what design we would like, once we have that first one, we do a design build on that and have the engineering specs, it's very easy to replicate. Once we have those, we can build signs in different places in town, but we can't do that until we know what concept you guys want to move forward with.
So Lynn, are you looking to use the same design everywhere, or are you possibly doing like the horizontal one that says Stallings, that looks like it has a kind of a stone monument next to it? I personally like that one a lot better than the vertical one, but I also like the circular one that you showed later. So are you planning to use the same one everywhere?
I think that we could pick as many as we like. I think what would be most economical would be to possibly pick two. Pick one that would be your signature gateway sign. Like, I don't know, the freestanding one might be something you wanted to put at 74 in front of the atrium. Or like a vertical sign that might be smaller and you could scale that down. A good location for that might be at Lawyers and Stevens Mill in front of the CVS. As people come into Stallings off 45, they know they're in our town. So I think that it would be wise to pick a couple, but I don't know that it's wise to have a bunch of different ones, because then you have to have a bunch of different engineering specs, which costs money. But I think if we had a couple, maybe a vertical, or even three, if you wanted to do a vertical sign, a horizontal sign, and then put that freestanding one in a couple locations, you know, I think that would be a great package. But I think that's what we're looking to do, to narrow it down to several signs so we kind of have a package to put together that we can move forward with.
So can we give some general feedback? I mean, like even the big circle, the one that's on the screen now, I would think that just based on some of the things I've seen before, you would want Stallings to be a little bigger than the Welcome To, because it's Stallings that we're kind of wanting to trigger people as far as the eyes. And right now, the Welcome To is actually bigger than the town logo. So,
sure. So
some general thoughts there. I'm not a big fan of the vertical ones, just because I don't think that our name in a vertical styling with the type of logo that we have is
hard to read.
It's hard to read and not very appealing.
I agree.
Also, I mean, just a side note, even in the pictures that are here, I'm not a big fan of the concrete. To me, that's great for like a entrance into a business park. I'm not sure if it's something that I would necessarily like to see as an entrance way into our town. I mean, that's just some basic feedback for me.
All very good points. That's a great point about the concrete. And I think on that round sign, the Welcome To, we could always just remove that and just put Town of Stallings or Stallings just by itself with the NC under it.
I think that would look good, Lynn, with the freestanding one, just to have Stallings under it without the Welcome To part.
Lynn?
Agreed.
Yeah, this is Brad again. I'll give design comments in a moment. I'm still thinking logistics. The shape of our town is odd, and we abut Indian Trail. I'm thinking particularly down here at the roundabout where Solis will be built, Chestnut Roundabout. This is the first I've thought about a sign inside the roundabout, which is interesting. But then it occurs to me that I don't know which way you'd orient it. Would you have to have... I'm having a trouble getting a design of where you could see the sign.
Right.
You don't really enter the town there. You kind of come to the point of the town. So I'd be curious more about how a consultant would propose making that an entrance to Stallings, because 100 feet later, you're in a totally different jurisdiction. Yeah. And what I wouldn't want to do is to have Indian Trail put up a sign 100 feet away that just confuses everybody. So I like the idea of something in the roundabout. I just don't know how you do it. So my artistic comments, and again, I am not qualified at all for this. However,
and like we are.
Yeah, I know. it occurred to me that in our development review of some of the projects, we've latched on to an idea of the stone that's in the rocks. Exactly. It's also in our town hall, I believe.
Yes, it is.
So I'm wondering if that's not shown here as a design material. It's more brick or wood or others. I wonder if that could be a consideration. And does that resonate with anyone else about that stone? I don't know what it's called or if it's local or what, but that would be something I'd add to the discussion. I don't particularly like the ribbon on this one showing now. It looks like it could be fragile, hard to maintain, and difficult to do. I like the one on the next page, which is more simple. And I certainly like the cutout metal rusted look, but again, I don't see how you do that with our colorful logo. So I agree with the folks on the idea of the horizontal. It's tough to read our name in a horizontal setting, but I know there might be an application for it. So I'm less a fan of the first slide. I like this slide, and also appreciate the next slide as well. That's very artistic, and you know, are we an artistic town? Meaning, is that going to flow through? I think our water tower has really done a lot to brighten up and brand our town. That's more than I thought it would, to be honest. And it feels artsy, and it shows off the colors of the logo. So I like this slide and the one before it. I don't care for the first one as much, in my opinion.
Well, Lynn, it looks like, you know, listening to everybody, it looks like the consensus is horizontal lettering is the way we want to go.
Yeah. And Brad beat me to the punch, but the stone theme in our town hall and with the rock barn or rock store just seemed like we're missing it with this concept here. And I think I like, Aaron, I think it's the next one. No, it's the one before this. Two more. Yeah, that one. The one on the upper right or upper left. I like that one personally the best. Especially if we could change that brick out for a stone concept.
Okay.
And I would agree with that. I was the stone in the town hall and the rock store is what I would be interested in as well.
And particularly,
I agree with that also.
And particularly if you could offset the lettering and stylings with, you know, so that it's three-dimensional, like the Summit sign at the very bottom. Doesn't have to be rusted metal, but it could be something cool.
I agree with that. I don't want to discard the circular one because I think that one is
the
prettiest one of all of them, and I can see that done with metal and color. So I hope somewhere we can at least use that one, though I don't disagree with the other. I think that's a nice one, particularly if we included the stone. But let's find a place to use this round one, too.
I think the round one, the circle one, I like it. I don't know how expensive it might be. It looks fragile, but I also think a prime spot for that would be at the atrium intersection. There'll be a lot of out-of-towners, a lot of out-of-Stallings folks coming through there.
Well, David, even the base of that one, I don't know what it's showing. I mean, the base of it could be built as a stone base.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 I like
the
one at
atrium.
What was that, Heather?
I like the idea of the round one at atrium.
And I agree with David. You're going to have to get an artist to design and build that. And so it's going to be the most expensive thing we do.
I'm thinking that would be a one-timer, and the other ones would be a lot less expensive and adaptable to all of our most of the other spots.
When you say atrium, though, are you thinking in the center of Stallings in that greenway, or are you thinking more at the opposite end, like the map showed, so it's on the Indian Trail end of
No.
the hospital?
At the main corner of Stallings Road and 74 bypass, not the bypass, the business road. They're going to build, they're going to, if I remember right, they're providing access to the water to keep that middle median green. And this would be a perfect spot for that, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, that's not what's in the picture that was shown before. Okay, okay.
Right, that seems to be, guys, not an entry to Stallings sign, because on the map that we have, there's nothing there in the median around the hospital, so it almost feels like this is a one-off piece of art to be considered.
Just a note, too, that when that map was done, Atrium did not exist. That project was not on the radar at all. So I think that's why there's not one shown there. But, Brad, that's a good point, that we could do something artistic there.
Okay.
And I think the water tower branding, the first one we've done, as Brad said, we all know how good that is and how that helps brand us. And when we get the other one branded up at 74 and across the intersection from the atrium, that'll help capture that for up above on the freeway as well. This is only going to affect those on the ground level.
Well, am I interject here
real quick?
What's that, Lynn?
I'm sorry. I was just asking if there was a consensus from what I'm hearing on slide concept design 2 for the horizontal sign, this one, the one on the left, and then the round one on 3, the freestanding. Is that what I'm hearing is the consensus?
I think
the first one you mentioned, Lynn, especially if that can be redone with stonework instead of brick.
Yes, and exactly, because these are concepts, and that would be the next step is to have the materials applied. So we could, and I would definitely ask that be done with the stone.
And then Brad. The
three-dimensional lettering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, I like both of those.
I think you got your consensus, Lynn.
Very good.
Great.
Any other comments?
Can I interject something?
Sure.
Since we're talking about Atrium, I drove on 74 bypass from Indian Trail to Stallings today for the first time, and I don't know how long. And holy moly, when you're up high on that elevated part, you can see the Atrium thing. That'll be a great spot to watch it come along. I'm amazed at how much of it is clear cut, ready to go. They've already moved tons of dirt, tons of trees. They're probably moving the driveways and roadways in it already. I'm amazed.
Well, they said they were going to build it in 18 months.
Well, there's no doubt they're moving fast.
All righty. Anything else you need, Lynn, tonight?
No, thank you very much. I appreciate your time and your input. Thank you.
And why? Just so I'm clear, so it sounds like, again, just to reemphasize, the horizontal one right here that's shown on the screen, replacing the rock the brick with rock store stone, and then the artsy one with the circle, making the Welcome to Stallings a little bit bigger and possibly incorporating some rock stone in there as well, starting with this one in the atrium area. So that just confirming that's the kind of general direction from the council.
I thought the direction was just to drop that Welcome to and just make it Stallings, since it's not going to be at an entrance point. Is that what I thought I heard?
I think you did, but
that's what I had.
Okay.
The more I thought about it, that area there, if that draws folks in from other parts of the area into Stallings to go to the hospital, we don't have to drop it or add it now, but it's something to think about.
I'd like to keep the Welcome to. I do think that is what most people consider the entrance to Stallings, even though we've got entries at other places, but that's kind of the primary one. So I think we'd like to keep the Welcome there.
I like to see it way smaller than the town name.
Yeah, that was my big thing.
If we are going to keep it, much smaller.
All right. Name bigger.
Name bigger, Welcome to smaller. Just whatever font you come up with. So. And then, Lynn, I assume all of these signs, we're going to have them lit at night?
Yes. And to me, it looks the way they're designed, they would probably have uplighting on them.
Right.
But yes, definitely.
All right. All right. Anything else for Lynn?
Thank you, Lynn.
Right.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right. All right. Next up is the number five, the Pat Stevens officer retirement with his service weapon. So I'll turn it over to Chief Franks.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Council. On March 31st, Pat Stevens, was a sergeant with the police department, retired. He was here for 16 years and capped off a 28-year career. In accordance with North Carolina General Statute, retirees are allowed to purchase their service weapon for $1. And just in commemoration of recognition of his service, I would like to ask you all to allow him to purchase that firearm.
Aaron, is he there? Chief, is he there tonight, or are we going to do that separately
time? Yeah, he is not, due to the pandemic. He was not able to be in. And once this all clears up, we're going to do some type of formal recognition for Sergeant Stevens.
All right. Sounds great. All right. Any questions for the chief?
Nope.
Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Scholl to allow Pat Stevens to buy a service revolver for $1. Second, can I get a second?
Second.
I'll second.
A second by Linda Paxton. All in favor? Aaron, could you do a roll call, please?
Yes. District 1, Martin, how do you vote?
Aye.
District 2, Scholl, how do you vote?
Aye.
District 3, Paxton, how do you vote?
Aye.
District 4, Grooms, how do you vote?
Aye.
District 5, Ayers, how do you vote?
Aye.
District 6, Richardson, how do you vote?
Aye.
All righty, motion passes 6-0. So thank you, Chief Franks. We look forward to having this ceremony for Pat.
Thank you.
All right, next up is number 6, Councilmember Martin. All right, you're up.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk and propose that we go ahead and move forward and start broadcasting all of council's meetings, including special meetings. And I would also like to include all of the planning board meetings and board of adjustment meetings as well. Since we're moving to a new building with expanded technology, I don't think that's too much of an ask for the town and would increase the public's access to their government.
Any questions for John?
Well, okay, it's a technical question. What do you mean by web broadcasting? Is it interactive like this or simply streaming it? I mean, kind of what's your thoughts there?
Simply streaming it like we do today. You know, outside of a pandemic, the public still has the opportunity to come and speak at these meetings. But I do want to grant the ability and provide additional access for those that are maybe not able to timely attend these council meetings to at least have access to see what we're doing. So.
Okay.
Could I just ask a question of staff as to what would be required of them beyond what they currently are doing? Is it a lot more staff time? Would there be any additional expense to this?
There would not, Councilmember Paxton. With our new system in the new town hall, it is going to be a seamless system, and most everything will be worked from an instrument much like a tablet. And I've been trained on it once. It was literally the day before we cleared town hall, so I'm going to need a refresher. But as long as we're going to get that refresher, David Furr was in that with me, who is Lynn's assistant for the planning board meetings. That should not be a problem.
And I support the request.
And then the second part, the expense?
There is no expense. The technology and equipment is already there for our regular council meetings. As long as these meetings that you're wanting to broadcast are held in the council chambers, the new council chambers, it's no problem at all. which the planning board also meets where the council does on a regular basis.
Will we also be recording? Do we record those now? Or would this be adding more storage and necessary to upload it to the cloud?
We don't record those now, and we actually don't put them in the cloud. They're on our servers. I don't foresee that being a problem. We've never had an issue with storage space before.
But that would be part of this, is that if we do have them broadcast, they would be recorded?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And I would envision we could just utilize the current process where we just stream to YouTube to do that.
We can. That's correct.
All right, any other comments, questions? All right, hearing none. Well, John, would you put that in a motion?
Yep, I would make the motion that we move forward with implementing a policy where we utilize the new technology in the new town hall to broadcast all regular town council meetings and special meetings, along with the planning board meetings and board of adjustment meetings, so that these are available for the public via YouTube.
All right, motion by John. Can I get a second? I saw Heather's hands first, so a second by Heather. All in favor? Can you do a roll call again for us, Aaron, please?
Yes, District 1, Councilmember Martin.
Aye.
District 2, Councilmember Scholl.
Aye.
District 3, Councilmember Paxton.
Aye.
District 4, Councilmember Grooms.
Aye.
District 5, Councilmember Ayers.
Aye.
District 6, Councilmember Richardson.
Yes, aye.
All right, that's 6-0. That's unanimous. All right, thank you.
Okay, the second item I had on the agenda, and I want to keep it pretty straightforward, is we recently had an issue where some action was taken that there potentially were some disagreement on council on the action that was taken, and I want to make sure going forward that we put some parameters in place that we can all agree on, and so that future councils don't have to work through the same issues. So I sent out a motion prior to the meeting, and the basis of the motion is essentially that we adopt an addendum to the contracts with both legal firms currently representing the town of Stallings, that we budget for no more than 6 billable hours per budget year per council member for individual council member requests, aside from those originating from formal voted council actions, staff and or town manager requests. Any further individual council member requests would be at the discretion of the council as a whole, subject to a formal vote. And I would additionally add that any requests and the answers from legal council questions would be shared with the entire council. Just so we're all on the same page and we don't have any opportunity for any disagreements or misunderstandings going forward. And Linda, I think that's also in line with ensuring we're trying to do what we can to cut billable hours for our legal expenses.
Well, John, I didn't see your motion that you must have sent out an email late today. Could you just read that again or restate what it is you're proposing we adopt?
Yeah, so what I would like is we already have an existing process or existing clause in the contract with Melanie and her firm that council members have an allotted amount of billable hours every month where they can reach out to legal counsel to work on issues that may be important to them in particular, but aren't up for discussion for the entire council. And what I would look to adopt is that same addendum, the same clause in the contract with MAC. And I would also like to, in the spirit of doing what we can to keep costs low, limit that to 6 billable hours per council member per budget year, originating from just specific questions from each individual council member outside of what we do as a formal council with development projects or HR issues, et cetera, et cetera. Any further individual council member requests would be at the discretion of the council as a whole, subject to a formal vote. And any requests that are made from an individual council member of one of our town's legal counsel, the answers must be shared with the entire council, just so we're all on the same page and working from the same information.
All righty. My recommendation is we put this on the next agenda for the next council meeting so everybody can review it, talk it over. Has been our custom not to vote on something usually on the same night, so I haven't seen this until now either. So appreciate you bringing that to us, John. Any questions for John?
So does that mean we lose 6 hours? Because I guess when I asked this question as a newbie, I thought it was one billable hour per month. So does that mean we lose six?
Correct. And as we've essentially doubled our legal counsel in the billable hours, we also want to be concise with how we're spending taxpayers' money as well.
Okay.
I will say, though, I think it's rare, and I did ask Melanie about this. Most of us never use our billable hours.
Correct.
So, I mean, 6 hours a month is probably adequate, more than adequate, for what most of us need.
Yeah, because it doesn't take her long to tell me that I'm crazy and know nothing about law.
It's 6 hours per calendar year, correct? Not 6 hours a month.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Misspoke.
So does that, just another question here. Does that mean then if we have a, you know, again, as kind of the new guy here, I mean, I kind of see this as it could ebb and flow, so that now we could potentially use 2 hours in a month, but I mean, that's as long as we just don't cross 6 hours for the total year.
Yep. And if you needed more hours, you'd come back to the council as a whole and we could, you know, take another look at it.
Okay.
More than anything else, it's just ensuring we're all working together, we're all on the same page, and avoiding issues where we might have some disagreements or misunderstandings.
Okay.
So, Alex, can you and Melanie put this in an addendum form, contract form for us for the next council meeting?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank y'all. All righty. That brings us to adjournment. Can I get a motion?
No. This is fun. Let's hang out.
This has gone a lot more smoothly than I expected. So I guess we can do these virtual meetings.
Who had the over-under tonight?
Oh, I had the under.
I had the under.
Oh, you had the under?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Motion by who?
I'll make a motion, Mayor, to adjourn.
Motion by Brad, second.
Second.
David, all in favor, just say aye.
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 All opposed? All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, all.
Good.
Thank you.
Good night.